Brachos, Rabbi Galler. And no, that's not just a cliche that we're supposed to say. It's my first time, I believe, since joining that I get to say Brachos, Rabbi Galler. Rabbi Galler is always so kind and so gracious. Oh, I'm sorry I'm not able to make it when you're speaking. That's my job. My job is literally to fill in so you can go other places. And I think that's just importance of being able to do our job. And that is actually the mitzvah for tonight, mitzvah Shin Pei Tes 389, the importance of doing our job, understanding what it is, our tafkid, what we are charged to do, and being able to stick within our lane. Following Korach's rebellion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews the laws, the responsibilities and privileges of the Kahuna and the Leviah, the mitzvahs that come with being a Kohen or being a Levi. And in that we have our first negative commandment that we're discussing in this series, Shin Pei Tes. Hashem says that the Leviim are not allowed to do the Kohanim's jobs. The Chazal extend it. The Kohanim are not allowed to do the Leviim's job either. Back in Parshas Bamidbar, the Pasuk says, Ish, ish, al avoda so v'el ma'aseh. Oh, everyone, do your job, what you're carrying, what you're doing. And this week's Parshat says, Ach, al klei ha-kodesh v'el ha-mizbeach lo yikravu. The Leviim should not come to the Mizbeach. Pasuk continues, V'lo yamusu gam heim v'gam atem. To the Kohanim, the Sifrei explains, to the Kohanim, you also don't do their jobs. And if you do, you're chayav misa. At least for a Levi doing a Kohen's job. If you go out of your lane, you don't follow your job, you're chayav misa b'dei shemayim, a very serious problem. What is this all about? Why does the Torah care specifically about what we have to do? What's really interesting is that it's not just a Kohen and Levi flipping. Even within the Leviim, he quotes from the Sifrei, within the Leviim there were different categories. Some Leviim would open the gates in the morning, other Leviim would sing Shira, and the Leviim couldn't switch. Also chayav misa if you flip. I have a friend, true story, a friend who's a Levi, who doesn't like to sing. In fact, maybe doesn't sing so well, by his own admission. And I asked him, like, you're supposed to be a Levi, how come you don't sing? And he said, I asked my father that very question. Dad, we're Leviim, how come we don't sing well? And the father said, you know, I have a Mesorah. Back in the day, we were the gate openers. We didn't know how to sing. Sefer HaChinuch explains, Misharshi HaMitzvah, the importance of staying within your lane, because these jobs are so important, these tasks. These avodos of the mikdash cannot be abandoned, cannot be neglected. And you know what happens when anyone can do it, when it's a job open to whoever wants it? No one does it. It has to be special. It's your task. It's your job. Something for you. Something unique. You know, often we think, okay, so if I don't do it, someone else will. But if it's everyone's job, then it's no one's job. He quotes from the Maran Bava Basra on Daf Chaf Dal, and the Maran has an expression. Beautiful psychological concept. When you have two chefs who are responsible for taking care of the food, never gets cooked properly, never heats up, never cools down. They're busy bumping into each other, and each one thinking, the other chef will take care of it. There's an English expression, too many cooks in the kitchen, right? That has more of a connotation of people trying to be in charge at the same time, walking all over each other. Here the idea is that no one's going to do it. Everyone feels it's someone else's responsibility. Well, then no one takes the job seriously, and the avoda is left neglected. So the mitzvah is, everyone has to say, this is my avoda, this is my tafkid, and then in that sense, every avoda will be taken seriously and not forgotten. As mentioned before many times, Sefer HaChinuch was way ahead of his time in terms of psychological concepts. It wasn't until the 1880s and really the 1930s after that, where psychologists referred to this as social loafing. Sounds delicious, social loafing. But the idea of not taking things seriously because other people will take care of it. They also coined the phrase diffusion of responsibility. When it's everyone's job, then it's no one's job. In the 1880s, a French engineer did a study. I think his name was Ringelmann. He did a study with a rope against a wall. And he had people pull, and he was able to measure with a machine how much force they were exerting. He had people pull by themselves, with someone else, with two other people, and seven other people. When it got to three people, they noticed that they were only pulling combined 2.5 times the strength of one person. Each one was letting off a little bit. By the time it was eight people playing tug of war, combined it was less than 4 times. Should have been 8 times, 8 people. But each one was exerting so much less energy. But there's an old saying, many hands make light work, which is supposed to mean when everyone does it together, the work is easy. Yeah, but also many hands make light of the work. They don't take it so seriously. If it feels like it's someone else's job, someone else has to take care of this. This idea was also extended in the 1960s to the bystander effect. Back to Queens, Kew Gardens, we don't talk about that anymore. Kitty Genovese. But a story about people don't take things seriously in reporting crimes in terms of offering to help. If they look around and they see, someone else can take care of this. Someone else can call the cops. Well, then guess what? Nobody calls the cops. nobody helps. Someone else will have to take care of it. And what psychologists have found is helpful is to individuate responsibility. Instead of saying, help, someone call 911, you can say, you, in the jacket, I need you to call 911. And that way, if they don't do it, they're dropping the ball. You didn't say someone do it, you said, here, you, I need you to take care of this. To make people feel chashuv, make people feel like what they're doing is important, that if they don't do it, maybe no one else will. And long before all these studies, Sefer HaChinuch is saying that's exactly what our mitzvah, Shin Pei Tes, is all about. The importance of not just for the people, but for the avoda, the job to be taken seriously. It has to be the kind of thing where each person feels this is my tafkid. Not just for the Kohanim and the Levium, but within each tribe. We already said that the Levium had to have jobs within the Levium, with the Levi jobs, but also for Kohanim. It's a different mishmar every single week. Within each mishmar, different batei av, six different families. You had your one day for your family. When you went, it was, this is my tafkid. This is my job. This is my opportunity. Perhaps in this way, it's the perfect antithesis to what Korach was trying to challenge. Korach comes along and says, hey, everyone's special. We're all holy. Who needs leaders? Who needs jobs? Let's all do it. Let's all be special. Wouldn't that be great if we were all special? Well, we are all special. But we have jobs. Got to stay in our lanes. Got to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Not just for Kohanim, not just for Levium. Each of us. What's my tafkid? What's my avoda? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu trust me to do? What's only something I can do? And it's totally up to me to figure it out.